Welcome to the Upper Mentality Podcast. My name is Taylor Staden, and I am the founder and lead consultant of Upper Mentality, where I actively train the minds of athletes from professional right down to youth sport to help them have more consistent high performances. So presently, I have an abundance of clients who are either in playoffs or approaching playoffs, and really the pressure starts to really seep in here. For many different reasons, because everyone's situations are different, but at the root of things, things tend to get cranked up a notch in playoffs. Players tend to try harder, work harder, prepare more, are willing to maybe do that extra, right? Go that extra mile. So with playoffs being a, you know, higher pressure game, it can be easy to fall into the trap of trying to be perfect or trying to do everything. But what you have to remember is that whatever your team has done to get up to this point in time has been enough to get here, right? So you're obviously doing something right. So playoffs are not a time to be making drastic changes to your lineups or to your game, whatever it may be. However, now when we think of the fact that there is higher pressure, it's important to remember that it is the same game you've been playing the whole season, aside from some minor playoff rules like different overtime formats, etc. The field or the ice surface is the same size. The nets are the same size. Everything is the same. The only difference here is how you perceive the game. So if you go into the game saying things to yourself like, oh, this is a huge game, this is a must win, you're putting extra pressure on yourself. Pressure that you, frankly, likely don't even need. So instead, it's important to remind yourself that you've done these things before, that you want to come back to what you can't control, focus on doing your job and your role within the team really, really well. And when everyone on the team collectively can do that, can look past the pressure, can stick to their role, you know, manage their emotions, etc., you have a much better shot at being able to stick to your game that's gotten you here in the first place. And sure, you can make minor adjustments along the way, absolutely. But again, in the grand scheme of things, we want to look past the pressure, focus on what we can control, and do what we need to do in order to get the job done. Now, if you or someone you know are tired of getting the same results and are motivated and ready to take your game to the next level, go check us out at uppermentality.ca. The link to my website can be found in the description of the podcast, so no need to scramble for a pen and paper or pause the podcast. Just simply go down into the description and it'll give you a direct link to get to where you need to go.